If you're a city employee, can I borrow $20? This is Heck Troutman for WGNS News. The City Council conducted their review of the proposed 2013-2014 budget at the May 23rd meeting. As with previous years, the total budget of $113 million broke down to about one-third from property taxes, one-third from sales taxes, and one-third from all other sources. About $60 million of that is personnel costs alone and other basic operating costs. City employees can also expect a 3.5% pay increase if the proposed budget is passed. Of course, the soon-to-be-initiated Obamacare legislation does play a factor in the upcoming budget.
What's your estimate that the Affordable Health Care Act passed is going to cost the city?
It's approximately $200,000 for FY14. It's greater than that for FY15. We looked at both years because of the amount of money involved in the fees. So it goes from about $200,000 to almost $290,000 in FY15.
Most departments' budgets remained effectively the same from the 2012-2013 fiscal year, with few surprises. The budget goes to a vote for actual approval and passage later in the summer. Police Chief Glenn Christman also gave an update on the suspects in the Demas's robbery, which occurred Monday.
The Demas's staff did a great job, and our staff did a wonderful job. I would note the other two suspects that were being sought were arrested in Memphis today, so that brings all of them in custody.
The assistant fire chief requested to purchase new protective turnout gear, and the airport manager purchased a John Deere subcompact tractor and mower. Finally, a public hearing was scheduled to consider annexation progress reports for various properties throughout the city. That hearing is scheduled for June 20th. This is Zach Troutman for WGNS News.
Brought to you by
Kestner Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad, across from the Chevy dealer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Christine Allen. Frequent headaches can be caused by many different conditions, and I can help you find relief. Call 895-1253 for a free consultation.